Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Hope she doesn't mind, but a friend of mine is pregnant and due any day now.
Bet.
And on Instagram this weekend, she put an entire story up that basically said, leave me alone. Stop contacting me to find out if I had the baby yet. Oh. And I'm going to read it to you exactly what she wrote.
Please do.
She wrote, I love you all dearly and appreciate you all. I care for you. However, I will update if there's anything to update. I'm already anxious, uncomfortable, and agitated as it is. I don't need constant messages from everyone. And then she wrote, thank you.
Thank you. Love you all again.
So she basically said something I've never thought about, which is when you're pregnant, they don't want the constant check-in because you're making them more stressed out because they're already stressed about, she's already stressed about having the baby and when it's going to come and the due date, and she's anxious and she's waiting.
And then everybody's asking, is the baby, are you okay? What's going on? Yeah.
And the thing is, we're all doing it to be nice.
Right. We just don't realize we're all doing it.
Which is what may make her the jerk here, because people are just checking on her, trying to be
about you.
Supportive.
Right.
And all you write is,
leave me alone.
Leave me alone. Thank
I love you.
You,
but leave me alone.
But she's got a point as well. And I've never thought about that. Why are we asking someone who's about to undergo into the hospital, first of all, for whichever way you have the baby? You're about to go for a little hospital stay, even if it's a day.
Oh, yeah. And it's not a staycation either.
You're about to have a serious, you're about to shoot a human out of your body.
Or you're going to work. It is actual labor. It is physically hard labor. No pun intended.
Painful. So you got that stress. You got the pain. You got all the things. You got other kids you're worried about that have to be dealt with now that you're having a kid.
Yeah.
So is my friend the jerk? Let's name her
Shannon.
Is Shannon the jerk for telling everybody to stop checking on her?
Yeah, see.
She said, leave me alone. I'm due any day. Leave me alone.
people that are checking in on you are only doing it because they love you.
What if they're just being nosy and they just did you have it? Do they really care?
They want to be the first to know.
Do they really care?
Well, and that's your own conundrum, right?
Yeah.
Because then you have to decide whether you think they really care or not. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, just because people are reaching out doesn't mean you have to hit everybody back. You are also mad pregnant, about to pop any day. For all they know, you are in labor as we speak, and that's why they're not hitting you back, or that's why you're not hitting them back.
That's true.
But I've never conceptualized it being annoying. I always thought it was nice to have people check on you. Mm-hmm. It was forefront, and when you do need something, it's great, because then you're like, yes, I do need help. I hate asking for it.
Yeah.
Help me.
I've just never seen anyone openly say, stop checking on me.
Me neither.
I'm already anxious. I'm already agitated. I'm due any day. I don't need messages from people all the time. I've never seen anyone just flat out. I was actually like, wow.
Yeah.
Props to you for keeping it real, but you may come across as a jerk to the people that did check on you.
I respect it for what it is and being honest about what you're going through, because it is your pregnancy and you do what you need to make you comfortable.
Yeah.
But it's the people that love you the most that are checking in my opinion,
but
dog.
It's also, you know what, it's her third.
Ooh.
The first. Think about the difference.
Oh, that's a valuable question.
The first,
it's not their first.
No, if it was her first, would she be telling people to leave her alone, stop checking on me? Or is it because it's the third? She's like, this is what I'm saying. She's got enough to do. She's already got two kids. Mm-hmm. She's already pregnant and ready to pop.
Mm-hmm.
She's stressed to the max. And people are like, did you have the baby yet?
How are you?
And all she's thinking is, the second I have the baby, my whole life changes again. And my work changes. And everything changes.
And here we go again.
So she's stressed about all these changes when people are like, did you have it? What is it? What's the name? Is it a boy? Is it a girl?
Tell me. Spill the tea.
Tell me everything. I get both sides.
I do get both sides, man.
But somebody, there's not the jerk and jerk coming in on the text right now.
I think I'm anchored on a little jerky. A little jerky, even though it's the third, people still love you the same and love your kids just as much.
They were trying to check on you.
And quite frankly, they're not as worried about you. They're more worried about these babies. They don't care about you.
Yeah.
They don't care about you,
maybe
Shannon.
That's why she's annoyed.
Well, even jerkier then, because it's not about you, Shannon.
Even worse. All right, 414-533-1037. You can text or you can call that. Somebody texted in and said, not the jerk. I'm 15 weeks pregnant with my fourth. I'm so annoyed already with everyone asking how I'm feeling. Oh, you just got started. You're not even that far in.
15 weeks is nothing.
And they're already annoyed because it's their fourth one.
Well, really, though. And it has to be the number plays a factor into it.
Well, and then think about all the people who, you know, who else we're going to trigger with this one.
What?
The people who can't get pregnant, who are like, yo, you should just be so
just
grateful.
Be happy that you can. And
you're the jerk. It's going to, you're going to have a little bit of everything.
Oh boy, I no longer want to do this. And I'm out.
Is Shannon the jerk for telling people not to ask her if she's had the baby and how she's doing? Period.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So this girl I know is about to have a baby, and over the weekend she posted on her story on social media that she wanted basically people to leave her alone.
Stop
constantly messaging me. I'm already anxious, I'm already uncomfortable, and I'm already agitated. So she said it in a nice way, but I went, ooh, that was bold. Nobody thinks to leave you alone because you're stressed. Instead, we're all just going, did you have it?
And everybody thinks they're being helpful by asking, are you good? Do you need anything? Are you okay?
She's going, no, you're not helping me.
Right.
So it's split down the middle, jerk and not the jerk on the text. Let's go to the phones first and see what we got. Jennifer's in Brown. Dear. Good morning, Jennifer. How's it going?
Good morning, guys. I'm good. How are you?
Good. We're trying to figure it out for Shannon.
Is she a jerk for telling people to leave her alone and stop asking if she's how she's doing and if she's had the baby?
I love you, but leave me alone.
Yeah, so I say she's kind of a jerk. She backed that thing up, and now she's dealing with the repercussions of that in the middle of hot summer. She's uncomfortable. She's hot. She's 9 months pregnant. She's ready to pop.
He backed that thing in, and he doesn't have to deal with it all summer, so whatever.
But, so she does, so she has the right to say, hey, everybody back off. I'm hot. I'm uncomfortable. I got these other two kids running around here.
Yeah.
I'll let you know when I have my baby. Mm-hmm. Thanks for checking on me, but I'll let you guys know when we're ready.
So you're saying she's not the jerk?
I don't think she's a jerk.
Oh, it sounded like you were going to say jerk in the beginning.
I swear you did say she's a little bit of a jerk. But no, you're but you're saying not the jerk, leave her alone.
I'm saying not the jerk. I'm saying, yeah, she's dealing with being pregnant. She's hot and uncomfortable. That's all she's saying. I'll let you know when I have the baby. Thanks, guys, but give me some space.
Somebody texted in and said, not the jerk. It's annoying AF. If you needed to know if baby was coming, she'd tell you. Quit being nosy. Sounds like she's just as over being pregnant as you are waiting for her to have the baby.
That's funny.
Yeah,
all right.
All right. Thanks for calling in Brown Deer, Jennifer. Have a good day.
All right. Love you guys.
Love you too. Bye.
Next up, Amanda, our girl with the theme song. Ooh. You know? And she just had a baby. Amanda.
Remix.
Amanda, you just had your second child.
Yeah.
So is Shannon,
I can relate.
Is Shannon a jerk for telling everyone to stop checking on her?
I think she's being a jerk, honestly.
Ooh.
I mean, for one, it's nice to have people check on you.
True.
And this gives them a reason. So I'm going to say jerk.
Well, that's kind of what the texts say. They say she can be, she better be very prepared to eat her words if she does end up needing help. You can't push people away and then expect them to be there if the situation changes. Her people are going to step up.
Just
because she told them to stop asking if she had the baby doesn't mean if something goes wrong, her people aren't going to step up.
People
are
going to leave you alone if you get asked to be left alone. Mm. And then when you actually need the help and are still stubborn and not asking for help, ain't nobody going to offer.
Yeah.
What they're going is,
well, people are
going to
say stuff.
People
are going to say stuff regardless.
Yeah.
I mean, so I don't know how many people told me, you're going to have this baby early, freaked me out, and then I had it early. But then,
yeah.
But I was like, you know what? I'm just going to enjoy the pregnancy as uncomfortable as I am and just let it be.
I mean, does she feel like she's not going to need help after the baby's born? Because then her hands are going to be even more full if she's already got other children. If they've got
I'll take those people. I need some help.
So it's kind of selective. Like she's saying, while I'm pregnant, leave me alone, but everybody pull up after.
Right.
That's a little jerky, man. I'm trying to stand on business.
Well, somebody texted in and said, no way is someone a jerk for telling people they need space. That's what she did.
She said, I need space.
And why is that a jerky move, right? And she's 9 months pregnant.
Right now,
Leave her alone.
Leave her alone.
Amanda says a jerk, though, and Amanda just had a baby.
So Amanda really coming from experience.
Okay, Amanda. Yeah. Thanks for calling.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Last but not least, Leticia's in Milwaukee, and you get to be our tiebreaker. Congratulations.
Oh, big shoes, Leti.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. What do you think?
Is she the jerk for telling people to stop asking about the baby that she is about to have?
No.
No.
Not a jerk.
Oh, and because?
Right.
Listen, when you're women who have been pregnant, we all know our hormones are going crazy. Mm-hmm. She might have worded things maybe not so nice, but look what she's going through. Mm-hmm. She might be stressed in issues that we may not know. She may not be expressing. So maybe her wording came out a little wrong. But as far as, you know, wanting to text everybody back, if she's the person that texts everyone back, whether it's a phone call or a text, she probably feels a little guilty if she doesn't text every single person when something's going on.
Okay.
So if she has that if she's got that history, she's probably stressed out, like, you know, you guys, I can't answer all of you guys right now. Can you please just give me this moment and let me get through this?
Not to mention, Leticia, all of the medical stuff she's about to go through that makes women anxious right before they have a baby.
And she did say she had already stress from the pregnancy that she didn't want to just continue to add to. So she did say exactly what was up.
Yeah, exactly. And maybe her wording, maybe a few words could have been left out so she doesn't sound like a jerk. Mm. But if she's already stressed out and she's already going through something that maybe nobody really knows and she's having to face, maybe those are why those words came out the way it did.
Okay. All right. Well, I like your input. And you basically rounded it out. It's not a clean sweep, but it is
not the jerk.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Bye, Leticia.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
So somebody texted in and said, I'm stressing my friend out more by bringing this up on the radio. You're probably right.
Maybe.
I probably made it worse. I'm sorry.
It's fine.
My favorite text of the day, though, and I'll leave you with this, says, why are people so offended by boundaries? Not the jerk. And I preach.
You got to respect it. God. I do respect it, but you got to respect my opinion in saying that's a little jerky to do when people just love you.
Maybe.
I'm not offended by her saying, leave me alone. I'm just saying it was a jerk move. I'm standing on what I said.
Nope, wrong. Not the jerk, according to the callers, DZ.
I am wrong. I am wrong.
And it's my friend, so I'm totally going to make sure she's not the jerk. I'm just saying.
Fixed.
Just saying. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.